Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the bulls down.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Macon 8 maniacs. That's right. It is time once again for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Macon8.com. And obviously today is Monday. Wow. Yeah, it's Monday. Trying to get the ball rolling, trying to get things in motion, and we're trying to get ourselves in gear. We got to get a grip right here on a Monday morning, afternoon, whatever the case may be, in the woods. But we're here, and wow, a lot of rodeo this weekend, a lot of things to talk about. We do have a special guest that's supposed to drop by today, so we're going to talk about that here in just a little bit. First off, I'm going to apologize to all the fans that were tuned in on Friday afternoon. It was a rough show. I believe that I acted inappropriately by making some of the comments that I did, and want to apologize to all the fans out there. Wasn't my place to get out there and say some of the things that were said. So, you know, we all make mistakes. I can't go back and change them. All I can do is try to make things better, obviously, which is what we're trying to do here on a Monday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So, getting down to it, that's first and foremost, I wanted to apologize to all the fans that were tuned in on Friday. You might not be able to find the archives because we have shut it out. You know, it wasn't worth even putting on there and promoting. So, like I said, you know, let some things get the better of me. And, hey, you know, like I said, you know, we're just here trying to make a living and promote the sport that we love and we're so passionate about. That's what it comes down to. Anyways, getting down to it, I did have a pretty good weekend. Did not get a chance to get out to any rodeos. Hopefully you guys did. Really wanted to try to make Lake Charles. I know that was a really great event down there. A lot of rank bulls, and I'm telling you, a lot of rank bulls, including Bushwhacker. So if you guys have gotten reports, I did not even get many reports on the results, Charles, but if you guys have them, please let me know how things are going there. Man, I'm telling you, it was a good weekend, though. We got a chance to sit back, and I actually spent a weekend watching a little baseball. You know, we move out here, sitting here in the Bayou Country in Louisiana, and, of course, we actually get the Fox Sports Houston right here in Louisiana area. Well, Houston put on a 3-game series starting on Friday with the Tampa Bay Rays. And, of course, me being from just down the road and actually attending many of those games, actually my young son Austin was one of the fans and broadcasted on television down there in Tampa a couple years back. You know, we're huge Tampa Bay Rays fans. I was actually on the news, and I'll tell you a quick story about that, but when the Rays went to the World Series, just before they went there, they played Boston. And, of course, there's a huge rivalry going on between Boston and Tampa Bay, just like the Yankees in Boston, just like Yankees in Tampa Bay. They're interleague, you know, interdivision. It was a huge game. Well, we were playing Boston. The winner goes to the World Series. And we actually brought Game 6 and 7 back to Tampa. And I was so excited. I actually got off work at 3 in the morning from running an ambulance and put my Rayhawk on because at the time that was the big fad. Even Joe Madden, the coach for the Tampa Bay Rays, had a Rayhawk is what they called them. And we had them spray painted blue and everything. And so sure enough, I got all decked out and went down. And I was the only fan at Tropicana Field, which is where the Rays play, when the buses pulled up. the only fan out there with, like, I don't know, 8 news crews, you know, showing support, showing the guys getting off the bus after coming back from Boston, and I was the only fan there. So you can bet that I got some television time. I got some morning interviews and things like that. It's a good thing I had my coffee. So I was half awake. But it was a lot of fun, you know, and I had such a good time taking the kids out and really enjoying the baseball games. You know, so, yeah, we got to sit back this weekend and watch a little bit of Tampa Bay Rays, and it was actually a pretty good series. The Rays swept the series, winning all 3 games, and actually yesterday's was really exciting. They actually won 14-10. That was almost like a football game. There was so much, you know, so many runs that come in. It was really exciting. So, also, got to talk about Cowboy Christmas. We are right in the middle of it. I'm telling you, this thing is starting to set off. You can find rodeos almost 7 days a week right about now. The summer is hot, it is humid, and it is rodeo season. These guys are out there, and I'm talking about hitting the road hard and heavy. These guys are hitting every rodeo they can, trying to make money, trying to get a little bit in their pocket. This is the opportunity where they have to make that money and then make that run after Cowboy Christmas going into the NFR. We're really going to start seeing some big things happen. If you watch the standings at prorodeo.com, you'll see the PRCA standings. If you go over and watch them, watch how things change almost on a daily basis. You know, because of the fact that these guys are rodeoing, you know, during the week, they're making money, things are changing, they're trying to get things geared up and make that surge for the NFR. After Cowboy Christmas, we'll start to see kind of who is going to be there, who we're looking at in the top 5, you know. Obviously, there's a huge race going right now. J.W. Harris, 3-time world champion, obviously, you know, he's the current world champion, but right now he's sitting in 2nd place, sitting behind one of our PBR favorites in Shane Proctor. Shane is doing tremendously well out there in the series. He got a really great start, won a lot of money, won up in Denver, has made a name for himself. So, you know, we're going to talk more about what he's been doing and just how that progression has come along going into the break here in just a little bit. So you guys make sure to stay tuned to that. I think it's Shark Week, or we're getting ready to lead into Shark Week, because every time I turn on the television, it seems like Discovery Channel has got something about sharks on. Kind of entertaining. I don't know if you guys ever follow along with Shark Week, but I kind of like it. You know, it's entertaining. Shark Bite Capital of the World was actually just down in the same county that I actually worked on an ambulance at, just south of Daytona, there in Florida. And, yeah, I've actually run on quite a few shark bites out there. Most of them were just one little bite things, usually in the calves or in the arms, something like that. The guys would actually go out there, they'd get wrapped up and go back out there in the waves. Those surfers are crazy down by the jetties. But anyhow, just figured I'd throw that out there to you guys. We got a pretty good show lined up for you today. We got a lot of PBR, we got a lot of PRCA, got a lot of rodeo to talk about here on this Monday Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We're going to take a short break here, guys. Want to remind you guys, Short Go Radio. If you guys missed the show yesterday, make sure to get back over there and check it out. I have to apologize. I was all geared up for it. Got so wrapped up yesterday. My phone was ringing off the hook. Trying to spend time with the kids. Trying to watch a little baseball. It was just, yeah. Before I knew it was 6 o'clock, and I'd actually missed the show. So, got to apologize to Mike for Short Go. But, hey, we did catch the archives of it today, and it was a really good show. Really enjoyed it. If you guys missed it, get over there and check out Short Go Radio. You can find them right there on making8.com. Just click on the radio network, and you'll find Short Go Radio. So we come back, guys. It's more rodeo, more bull riding, more action with you guys. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The alarm clock ting-a-ling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead, trying to recover from another wild weekend, chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. Well, it sure is Monday, hitting it now. I gotta get myself through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but it's all over now, and it shows it's Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at a quarter past nine.
This is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Making Eight Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Watch Out Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. Kicking things off on a Monday afternoon right here around lunchtime, and I got to tell you, we got a long week to go, but hey, Cowboy Christmas is here. Results are coming in daily. These rodeos are out there. If you guys are out there, you need to go check out prorodeo.com. You can find the schedule of upcoming events and find out where they're going to be and try to find one in your neck of the woods. You're going to see a lot of guys passing through. Now, I'm going to tell you, they will not spend a whole lot of time hanging out at these rodeos, because they're going to hit one rodeo, and the minute they get off their bull, they're loading their truck, and they're hitting the road to hit the next one the next night. And we're talking about guys driving all over the country or getting to the airport so they can fly out. There is a lot of rodeos going on, and there's a lot of money to be made out there. But these guys have got to hit the road hard and heavy, and they're going to be doing it for the next month or so, really. Throughout the entire month of July, it is just nonstop rodeos. The season is here. Do not miss out on the opportunity. And we're not talking about just rodeos. We're talking about bull riding. We're talking about just events for these guys to really make that surge. Been doing it since, you know, the rodeo started. I mean, the 4th of July has always been Cowboy Christmas. And, you know, this is where these guys really make their income. Some of them rely upon Cowboy Christmas to pay their yearly wages, you know, when it comes down to rodeo. So, you know, there is a lot to be said for this time of year. Obviously, springtime, the weather's a little bit nicer. It's also a lot hotter down in most places, down here in the South, where I spend most of my time anyways. I did get a weather report, though. Somebody had made mention, I believe it was Bullstock Media, said it was 37 degrees this morning in Montana. Wow. I don't think we'll see 37 degrees all year long down there in Sunshine State. We very rarely do. And usually it's just overnight when we have those freezing temperatures. Other than that, man, it gets fired up and you know, it's 60s and 70s, sunshine, and, you know, Montana, yeah, it's a little chilly up there. But, yeah, I mean, you know, this is the time of year where these guys get out there and they hit it hard. And I also got a chance to talk to my good buddy Rich Kay over there in Oklahoma. And, of course, we look to be over there in August. Now, he was giving us a weather report this morning, supposed to be 105 degrees hot. You know, I see Paige posting comment out there that she will not be able to get out to any rodeos during the 4th of July, and I'm not sure if we will or not either. You know, we've been talking about it. This is something that, you know, I mean, when I was on the rodeo circuits, we just hit rodeos there in the Southeast. I just ran those local circuits, but I did those on a weekly basis, you know. I had another job. I was more of a weekend warrior when it came to bull riding, you know. But we did have an opportunity to get out there and hit the road, make it somewhat of a smaller, you know, cowboy Christmas type deal. I actually made a lot of money working at the Daytona Speedway, you know, and that was guaranteed money just to go sit in a truck all day and watch cars run around a track. So, you know, I was, you know, it's kind of a give and take. Now, I will tell you this, our goal, you know, next year, we had said it last year that we were really hoping to be on the road this year. For Cowboy Christmas, you know, we get our buddy Rob Smith calling in all the time, and he gives us a report. He's out on the road hitting these rodeos day in and day out as well. It's not just the athletes. It's the producers, the stock contractors. You know, they're hauling bulls. You know, they're hauling bulls to one event. They're going home, reloading, and heading to the next rodeo. I mean, this is a huge time. Announcers, barrelmen, bullfighters, everybody is going to be working extra hard this time of year, you know. It's one of those deals where, you know, we obviously have to have the promotions, and we have to be able to get things out there. We're still a young company, you know. I'm not concerned with it. I really believe that, you know, before too much gets into play, we're going to be so daggone busy, it's going to be like Cowboy Christmas all year long for us, you know. I really believe that we're going to be that busy, and that's what I'm holding hopes for. So that way you, the fans, can have as much exposure around these rodeos and have an opportunity to learn it, you know, a little bit more about some of these guys that you would not have an opportunity to learn about, you know. Learn about the sport and become a deeper fan than what you already are. Now, I don't know if that could actually be done, because a lot of you guys are diehard rodeo and bull riding fans, you know. I don't think that there's anything better in the world. I mean, you know, you guys are true, true fans, and we respect that. But we want to get you guys as much information as we can, you know. Obviously, a lot of you guys are enjoying it because you continue to keep coming back, and we appreciate that, you know. That's why we're here. We're not here for ourselves. We're here to get you guys that exposure and get you guys connected with what's going on in the rodeo community, and also connect with a lot of your fans or a lot of your friends, you know, fellow fans, fellow family members, rodeo family members, you know. This is an opportunity for you guys to be able to sit here for an hour a day. Well, why sit back and run my gator about talking about rodeo, you know? You guys have an opportunity to also talk amongst yourselves. And I think it's fantastic. That's why we've opened up this show the way we have, you know. And we're going to continue to do it, despite what some people may think, and despite what, you know, what the reality of it is, you know. Yeah, we struggle, you know. I think everybody is. It's hard times on everybody. But we're going to get through it, you know. You know, I mean, we obviously have to put food on the table. We also have to put food in, you know, everybody else's tables as well. We want to be able to help and give back. And if you guys aren't going to the rodeos, well, then the cowboys aren't getting paid. Then their families are struggling. So this is a thing. This is a circle. This is a circle of life, you know, circle of trust, I guess, whatever. But it, I mean, it, this is a circle. We all have to give a little, you know, and sacrifice in order to help somebody else. And that's what we're here to do, you know. We want you guys to be more involved. We want you guys to be up on what's going on. I'll let you guys know. We
was sitting there watching Twitter this morning and saw a great storyline posted by King of Bull, which is Sean Weiss with XD Sports. And that was actually a really good opportunity to sit back and talk with him a little bit or listen to his blog. He did a great storyline on Jody Newberry. So if you guys get a chance, go check out King of Bull, and you'll find his weekly blogs out there that he posts. So I think you'll like it for sure. Anyways, man, what else is going on? I know that we had some big touring pro events going on this weekend, Lake Charles. We had one in Texas. We had one up in North Dakota. And from what I understand, Cody Lostro actually took the win up there, and Skeeter finished third and fourth. Now, I know some of you guys are wondering, like, how could this guy win third and fourth? Well, you know, at these touring pro events, these guys could actually enter up more than once. So they could ride guaranteed two bulls at night and potentially up to four bulls at night, depending on what they do in the, you know, in their long rounds and whether they make it back to the short round. So it's really tough on those guys to be able to do that, but yet at the same time, it gives them a better opportunity to win. And I believe Skeeter drew a check off third and fourth place, so that's good for him. You know, it kind of draws a little bit of extra money in his pocket and helps get him down to the next rodeo. I know Caleb Sanderson, I know J.B. Mooney, I know a lot of them were in Lake Charles this weekend. They were also out in Texas. And, man, that was a good time. Cedar Park, from what I understand, a great event. We had Miss Gabby out there. We had Miss Lisa. We had Miss Helen. You know, so many of our fans were out there. And that was really good. That was, you know, it was a really good event down there. Caleb Sanderson, I believe, did pretty well. We also had our guys with Shut Up and Ride. Now, those are some guys I haven't, you know, we haven't talked a whole lot about, but they've got a big event coming up the end of this month, July. The end of July. It's going to be in New Brunsfeld, Texas. You can look for Making 8 to be out there in one way or another. We'll let you know more about it as we get closer to it. But, yeah, some of our old friends were out there that we haven't seen in a while, haven't heard from. Of course, Rob was out there doing the announcing, so it was a good time. Cedar Park was a really good event from what I understand, as well as Lake Charles. Like I said, they had a lot of good bulls down there, had a lot of good cowboys down there. I didn't get the actual results from that, though, so if you guys get them, let me know, please. We got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't jump on board here, bring him on deck. Right here on the Let Y'all Rodeo Show, 580, you're on the Let Y'all Rodeo Show.
Oh, I am.
Yes. Hey, what's going on there?
Rich K here, my friend. What's going on?
Oh, not too much, man. I seen the little hand coming up there, a little notice saying you were wanting to talk with us. So,
well, I finally got the opportunity to call in.
Yeah, absolutely, Rich. How are things going your neck of the woods? I know it's hot out there.
Oh, man. This is a cool front in Oklahoma compared to what we had over the weekend.
Oh, man.
114 degrees in Shamrock, Texas.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Yeah, that's hot. That's bloody hot.
Well, last weekend we were down at Archer City, Texas, which is between Wichita Falls and Abilene, and I was thinking 113 was hot. But you tack on another degree and it makes it, yeah, it was bad.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Man, that's pretty excellent. So what's going on in your neck of the woods, Mr. Rich K? I know, you done with your morning radio show?
Done with the radio show, just kind of doing a little production. I figured I'd tune in a little bit and see what's going on with my buddy Scott Messick and Making 8. Figured we'd talk a little rodeo.
That's right, man. That's right. So you've been out to some of the events this weekend. Tell us a little bit about what you have planned. Are you going to be out at all for the Cowboy Christmas, or are your rodeos kind of getting filled up or what?
Actually, I've got the weekend off. I do have a ranch rodeo coming up July 4th, Monday. That'll be in Calvin, Oklahoma. Then we hook back up with Big L Rodeo Company, do a couple of shows for them. We've got some for the Big Horn Rodeo Company, and we just got signed on with the Hext Rodeo Company, which does some of the bigger open rodeos in Oklahoma and Texas. They call it the Top 9 Series. And if you've ever heard of an open rodeo with $1,000 added money per event, you know, that's nothing to sneeze at, but when it comes around for the finals, get this, September 24th and 25th, $5,000 added money for an open rodeo at the finals.
Wow. Yeah, that's pretty impressive there. That says a lot, you know. But that's rodeo country. I mean, these guys, you know, eat, sleep, and breathe rodeo. And I think every sponsor in that area, every business in that area, you know, shoot, I bet you half the town shut down just to go to those rodeos when they roll in. Am I right?
A lot of them do. A lot of them do, yeah.
You bet. You bet. Well, I tell you what, man, it's pretty exciting. You know, I mean, there's so many rodeos, so many bull ridings going on down here. Tell us a little bit about the Monday, the little Monday jackpot rodeos. We've talked about them here on our Lunch Hour Rodeo shows, Rich, but you guys put on a pretty cool deal down there where it's free admission. It's, you know, it's just an open, you know, jackpot bull ride there on Monday nights. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's we've been doing it for a couple of years now. It's the old Ken Lance Arena, which is now the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena. And it's a chance for some of our young new bull riding talent to come out and hone their skills to perfection. It's a chance for our contractors to bring some of their new stock in and bucket to see what's going to do what. And it doesn't cost spectators anything. If they're bull riding fans, they come on out and watch. Doesn't cost the bull riders any money to get on. They can get on as many bulls as they want. I think the record right now, one kid got on, I think, 10 bulls in one night. So it's almost like a last cowboy standing type event if they want to do it.
Right. Yeah, now tell us, just a couple weeks ago, or maybe about a month or so ago, maybe a little bit longer, you guys actually had Jody Newberry stop by there and get on a bull for the first time back from his injury, right?
Right, and, you know, he did very well. He covered for about 76 points. The bull didn't come out there and do a whole lot, but Jody didn't want it to do a whole lot. You never know who you're going to see. I mean, Ryan McConnell, he's from right down the road in Colgate, Oklahoma. You might see him there. Court McCoy every now and then will show up. He might bring some bulls. Let me step out of the wind here. Dustin Hull with Raptor HB Cattle, he'll bring some bulls up every now and again. You know, he owns Hurt So Good, bull that you've seen on the PBR, built for a tough series numerous times. So you never know who you're going to see at the Three Crosses Ken Lance Arena on a Monday night.
And it's really just like a family-type deal. You know, everybody gets together and they hang out. You know, it's kind of like your rodeo family out there. Like you said, it doesn't cost anything for the fans, and it doesn't cost anything for the bull riders, which I think is amazing. I've never heard of that before, you know. But you got, I mean, they take donations up and then they put it all in a pot and they give it to the winner. Is that right?
That's right. We'll split it up, and if we get enough, we'll go ahead and kick a few dollars over to the bullfighters, because, hey, these are the guys who come out and they risk it all just for the sake of keeping the sport going and, you know, protecting our cowboys. So, you know, hats off to the bullfighters, too, who come out and donate their time. But it's always a good deal, and if you happen to be in the vicinity of Ada, Oklahoma on a Monday night, we do it every Monday night at 7 o'clock, weather permitting. And, of course, we'll probably buck bulls all the way up until right about the end of October. We did last year.
You bet. Well, if this heat keeps it up, man, you guys will probably be bucking in November.
I'm telling you, man, this is only June. It scares me to think of what July and August is going to hold.
Oh, I know, and that's right about the time. That's right about the time we're going to be heading out there to your neck of the woods. So,
yeah, we're supposed to crank out, I think, 105 here today, and then triple digits all week. But like I said, hey, this is a cakewalk compared to 114 degrees in Shamrock, Texas.
Yeah, that's for sure. Hey, listen, Rich, I really appreciate you jumping on board here with us, man. It's nice to have you, you know, check in with us for the first time here, man. I'm glad you're able to do it.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I couldn't log in, so I figured what the heck I would call.
There you go. Well, your ears must have been ringing because we were talking about you. You know, our conversation this morning, you were talking about the weather out there in Oklahoma, so I figured I'd make mention to it. And sure enough, lo and behold, there you are.
There we go. Well, all right, amigo, I'm gonna jump off here, and we'll catch you on the flip side again.
All right, Rich. Take care, amigo.
Adios.
All right. All right, guys, Rich K checking in with us right there from the great state of Oklahoma. And I can tell you this, Macon 8, we are ready to be out there ASAP. I'm telling you, I love Oklahoma and cannot wait to get back. You know, it's a really cool thing, though. Like I said, we did talk about it a couple weeks ago. You know, this jackpot bull ride that they have down there on Monday nights, really neat. You never know who's going to stop by. It's such a relaxed atmosphere, you know. It's almost like a practice pen where these guys have an opportunity to get on as many bulls as they want. It's a really neat deal. So, well, you know, guys, I actually told you that we had some good guests lined up, and we were going to talk about some of the events going on, you know, some of the bigger events that have happened this weekend. Reno Rodeo, big one. Obviously, our good friend Miss Barb was hanging out there, was able to give us some really great results. And, man, I'm telling you, what a great event it was. They were handing out the Silver Spurs, and, man, that's a huge award. This is a huge event that goes on every year. We've actually got a guy right here, I believe, that we're going to bring on and talk with a little bit about Reno. He may know a thing or two about it. 704, you're on the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Is this who I think it is?
Yep, this is Shane Proctor.
Right on, Shane. Well, man, I'm telling you, it is glad to have you back on board here with us, man, stopping by on the Lunch Hour Radio Shows. You had a pretty big weekend this weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, it's kind of a simple weekend. The only one I really went to was Reno, and it actually worked out for the best. I had two just good bulls and 75 on one, and it wasn't a very good score, but it was enough to get me back to the short round. And then I got on a bull of Flying Muse Aluminum Rock that come from Hawaii, and I was 84 on him and was able to get two down and come away with a set of Silver Spurs.
Yeah, no doubt, man. Now, tell us a little bit about this event itself. I mean, this is a pretty prestigious award, you know, to be able to come away with those Silver Spurs, not just the money and actually extending your lead now once again, you know, in the PRCA standings. But, I mean, it really is a prestigious event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a big rodeo. I mean, it's a rodeo that goes on a full week in Reno, and it's definitely one of the biggest of the year. And just to come away with a win out of there is remarkable, because they got so many good caliber of guys who are trying to win that event. I mean, it just seems like everybody definitely tries their hardest there.
Yeah, that is for sure. And we've actually had a lot of good guests on here just in the past week. You know, I mean, we've had guys, Clayton Fulton was on there with us, and we've had several others that were out there in Reno. You know, some of them were able to make it back to the short round, others were not, you know, but they really do, man. They set their heart out. Now, this is almost pretty much the beginning for you guys for Cowboy Christmas, am I right?
Yeah, we're about ready to get started for Cowboy Christmas. I mean, this is the busiest month of the whole year. This is when everybody, you know, makes their push to go to the NFR. We start off with the winter rodeos, and that's just kind of a teaser for the next 2 months.
Right. Now, tell us a little bit about what you guys have planned. I mean, are you going to be rodeoing all week long? You know, I mean, do you guys have plans, you and Jesse have plans to be out there hitting these rodeos 7 days a week?
Yeah, I mean, we start off, I'm up at Springdale, Arkansas here in a couple days, and my wife Jessie's running there tomorrow. And then I'll fly to the Cody Extreme Bulls and go to, from there I hit St. Paul, Malala, Cody, and Red Lodge, and definitely going to stay busy and keep going. And then I got to go up and escape to Calgary for about 4 days and go up to the Stampede there and experience that for the first time. So it's gonna be fun all around.
Yeah, I bet. Well, let me ask you something. Now, obviously, being a pretty outstanding PBR bull rider yourself, I mean, you're obviously going to be working and being at the World Finals there this year. You're in the top 10 there. What's the difference like being in, you know, riding week in and week out, doing the appearances and the autograph signings for the PBR, you know, but that's more just like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday type deal. Then coming over to the PRCA, where you're actually, I mean, literally, in order to stay up front, you're going to have to rodeo almost 7 days a week and hit these rodeos so hard. What's the difference between it?
For me, rodeo is more relaxing. It's a whole different type of atmosphere than the PBR. You know, the PBR, we're really serious all the time. And with the rodeo, it's, you know, for me, it's just relaxing. I go and have fun. I like going to the different venues. There are a lot of outside rodeos, and it's just fun to go and experience what rodeo is all about, and to go to the big rodeos like Cheyenne, you know, and experience all the different events. I mean, I'm not just a fan of bull riding. I'm a fan of bareback riding, sow bronc riding, calf roping. I mean, I like watching all the different events, and like at Cheyenne, the bulldogging is the best thing to watch. So, I mean, it's just it's a whole different atmosphere. It's fear. It's a lot of fun. It's just relaxing. And for me, it does give me a break between the PBRs. I mean, I got to take it so serious when I'm at them events because definitely that's where a lot of the big money's at, and you need to go and be serious and win. So for me, it's just going and escaping and just enjoying it.
Right. Well, let's talk a little bit about that. You're talking about some of these other events that are going on, Saddlebronc, Bareback. You do actually compete in more than just bull riding when you get out there to these rodeos, correct?
From time to time, I've been known to enter the bronc riding. I mean, I haven't got to enter it a whole bunch this year. I've been to about 7 rodeos where I got on horses. And luckily enough, it's been going really good. And it's been, going well. I picked up a split second, third out of Fort Smith, Arkansas, and won Franklin, Tennessee, and got a check out of Weatherford. And, I mean, it's just been real consistent for me. I haven't drawn really any bad horses. I've drew some that weren't desirable to get on, but it's all kind of worked out in the end, and that moved me up to number 2 in the all-around standings. So it was definitely kind of a neat little surprise for that.
Yeah, we're actually just getting ready to lead into that, man. And I think that is really cool that, you know, somebody of your stature, somebody who's been around the PBR and been in the PBR image for so long, now coming out a little bit into the actual all-around, you know, rodeo industry, and you're not just a bull rider. I mean, you know, you get on bucking horses and you ride the bucking horses enough to get you to be placed second riding on the all-around. That's huge. That says a lot for somebody like yourself, and you know, I know that a lot of the fans have really enjoyed seeing you kind of step out of that, you know, that PBR spotlight, I guess you could say. Don't get me wrong, PBR is great for what you guys are doing, and you guys really do a lot for the PBR, but, I mean, to see you out there with some of these rodeos is a really neat thing for some of our fans.
I mean, to begin with, I'm a cowboy. That's what I do, and that's who I am, and so, like, I've rode bronc since I was a sophomore in high school. I just haven't got to do it much the last 6 years, maybe getting on 10 or 15 horses a year. And, I mean, but I've still got to do it, and I still kind of kept up with it. I mean, I went to the college finals twice in the bronc riding, and I didn't even go to the college finals. I went to the college finals once in the bull riding. I mean, I just always kind of rode bronc, and a lot of people actually think I ride broncs better and that I should take my saddle more. It's just a little bit harder when you're carrying a saddle and you're traveling with bull riders. It's a little tougher to stuff in the back of a car, but I really love bronc riding. I mean, it's one of the most satisfying things that you can do is when you have a good ride, and especially at the bigger rodeo. So it's always been fun. And maybe someday when I slow down, I'll be able to concentrate more on the bronc riding. But for now, it's a lot about bull riding and getting that done.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, how is Jessie doing out there running the barrels? I mean, is she doing pretty well this season?
Yeah, she's having a good year. She's going and she'll be, like I said, she'll be in Springdale, Arkansas tomorrow. Running barrels, and she's been traveling around and going and really just, I mean, experiencing rodeo and having fun at it. So,
yeah, that's great. You guys were able to spend a lot more time together, you know, and that's what family is all about. That's what, you know, the rodeo family is all about, and the rodeo lifestyle is being able to spend that time with your family. So it's a good thing. But speaking of family, we actually had JB on our show with us just last week. What's it like for you being an Uncle Shane?
Oh, it's the same old, same old. I was an Uncle Shane before him. It's just a little bit closer now that he's got one. So, it's definitely a new experience for the whole family.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we were actually teasing JB a little bit, and I said, man, do the guys give him a hard time? You ever see JB pushing the stroller and taking, you know, taking his beautiful daughter out there to these rodeos and all that yet?
He hasn't actually been able to take her too much to the rodeos, but I can't wait to snap a picture of him carrying her in one of them deals that you see, them little backpack deals. I can't wait for that so I can take a picture and kind of hold it over his head.
That's right. That's right. No doubt, man. Well, hey, listen, we actually kind of started up this thing, and last time we had you on our show, I was actually on the road driving myself, so it made it really difficult, but this time we're actually in our studio, we're kind of relaxed, but we kind of started up this deal, and I know that you guys know a lot about it with Erin Coscarelli doing the 20 questions. She's actually been a big part of our shows, and we asked her if we could kind of continue that with a 10-question series here, and she was pretty excited about it. So are you up for a game of 10 questions right here with Making Eight?
No, sure.
Okay. They're pretty basic. We'll try not to get you in too much trouble here because I know Jesse may be in the background, so we don't want to get you in trouble. But our first question, question one, Ford or Chevy?
I have to go with the Ford. They're
no doubt.
Big sponsors of the PBR, and, you know, we definitely need to support our sponsors, especially in this economy.
That's for sure. Yeah, I'll tell you what, my 2003 just rolled over 200,000 miles on it, still kicking. So I'm a big Ford fan myself. Shot of Jack or shot of Crown?
I'd have to go with a shot of Jack just because, I mean, it's definitely a good whiskey to have, but...
Right.
You know, it'll get you started for the night.
No doubt. All right. Adam Sandler or Chris Farley?
Adam Sandler, that guy's a legend. I mean, he's done so many funny movies. I like watching his movies.
Yeah, that's for sure. Okay. When you're in Vegas, would the fans be more likely to see you at a blackjack table or roulette?
Definitely blackjack. I can't even say I've ever played roulette, but I sure do like
really?
I like blackjack. I'm no good at it, but I like to play. I like to think I'm good at it.
No doubt, huh? All right. Would you rather go bowling or play golf?
I would go bowling because I've seen me play golf before, and I'd probably need that shot of Jack to golf because I'm not very good at that, and it just frustrates me. But, I mean, bowling's pretty simple and pretty fun.
Right on. Would you rather watch baseball or football?
College football. I can watch college football. I can't watch the NFL, but, I mean, they're athletes, they're just so good, but I like to keep it the way, you know, with the younger guys who are still trying to prove themselves. I think that's the way to go with college football.
That's right. There's no money involved. They play for heart.
That's right. They play for the right reasons.
That's right. The love of the game, no doubt. Who's your favorite team?
I don't know. Really, it doesn't matter. I've been a Washington State Cougars fan since I was little, just because I was right there from Washington. Lately, you know, in the past probably 5-6 years, it's been the Oregon Ducks is pretty much my favorite team. I think I got more Oregon Duck stuff than I have anything else.
Right on. Okay, well, these may get a little bit tougher now. I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here with this one. When you're going down the road, would you rather listen to Coby Yates or Luke Kaufman?
Well, I mean, living in North Carolina, I'm going to have to say my buddy Luke Kaufman just because, I mean, he's a jam-up singer, and he's right down the road from us, And not only that, he's a pretty dang good announcer too. So he's one of my favorite singers, and you know, he's got some dang good songs.
Yeah, oh, that's for sure, man. That's for sure. We actually have a lot of them. We had him on our show not too long ago, and he's a big supporter of us, man. We really enjoyed being out there with him. Okay, so Luke Kaufman or Chris LeDoux?
Oh, no, that one's going to be tough because, I mean, Chris LeDoux's a legend, and when I went to the high school finals, I had a chance to see him twice, and I'm just going to have to say, man, that's a tough one just because I'll have to go with Chris LeDoux because he's a legend, but still a really big fan of Luke, so, but,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
but... Cadillac Ranch is hard to beat.
Yeah, that's for sure. All right. You prefer Washington or North Carolina?
Summers in Washington, winters in spring in North Carolina. I mean, there's nothing better than being on a boat, but when Ellensburg and Bremerton and them come around, that's some of the prettiest country to rodeo up in Washington. Like I said, I'm Washington because I was born and raised there. That's where I've made my home, and I've always, you know, I always think you need to stay close to your home. And North Carolina's my new home, but, you know, I'm still Washington boy through and through.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we get into question nine here, we're almost wrapped up, but I gotta throw this at you. Who would you say your rodeo hero is?
Oh man, I'd have to say you know, guys who rodeoed before me, like you know, Ty Murray, him and Cody Lambert, and them really set the way. The guy I'd most like to emulate my riding style like would be Clint Bronger, just because I watched him, and I think his style is almost perfect. But, you know, those guys really paved the way for what bull riders and everybody else. Another rider I really looked up to and had a chance to meet was Wayne Herman, and I thought he was just one of the coolest guys I ever met. Went to one of his bareback riding schools. And he just had a neat and positive outlook on the way everything was. So definitely one of my
right.
Key favorites.
Okay. Well, this one here might get you in a little bit of trouble, so I don't know if Jessie's right there with you or whatnot, or if she's listening in, but a romantic Jessie or sitting on the front porch with your rodeo hero?
Oh, man. This one could get me in trouble. I don't know. I mean, a romantic night with Jessie is pretty tough to beat. But but she might like just sitting on the porch with us and talking, listening to old stories. So
that could
work both ways.
Good. Hey, that's a good answer right there. Safe answer. Way to play it safe.
Well, I mean, she likes listening to the old stories too. So that's the way it is.
Right. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, so if you weren't doing anything in rodeo right now, if you had your choice to do anything outside of rodeo, what would you be doing?
Probably if I wasn't rodeoing right now, I'd probably a teacher, just like my parents and my whole family. That's pretty much their lifestyle, and that's what I went to college for, was to be a teacher. I really don't know what else I would do. So I really like the fact that I could possibly teach about rodeo, but you know, I'd probably be teaching and being a wrestling coach.
There you go. That's really interesting. See, you learned something new about Shane. I had no idea that you actually went to school to be a teacher. What kind of subject do you think you
do teaching in the last couple of years?
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of subject do you think? What's your favorite subject that you'd like to teach?
Well, I've always been a big fan of health and fitness education. I mean, anywhere that you can go and stay active and learn about, you know, your body is pretty cool. So,
yeah, right on. Well, I'm going to throw one more question out here at you. With the PBR, every time you make a ride, they play a little intro song for you or whatever. It's an Irish tune. What is it with that? What is there a story behind that or what?
It's Shipping Up to Boston by Dropkick Murphy. It's just one of my favorite songs. It's on the movie of the Departed, and I've always been a big that kind of Irish tune background. That's always been I've been a big fan of that, and that's
right.
Why I happen to play them. I mean, it just kind of pumps me up, and you know, I'm part Irish, so. It's definitely a cool, I just think it's just a neat song with a kind of a kick-ass beat.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I actually tried to look for that. So, because, I mean, like, we threw in JB's intro song when he came on our show last week with us, and I was going to try to do that for you here, and I couldn't find the song anywhere, man. I was, like, racking my brain, but that's actually a really good tune, and hopefully we'll get you to check in here maybe after like maybe around the PBR finals or in between the PBR and the NFR, we'll get you to check back in with us and we'll have it ready to go for you.
Well, that'd be perfect.
Right on, Shane. Well, listen, man, I certainly appreciate you taking the time out here to check in with us here right before Cowboy Christmas, and want to wish you and Jesse safe travels out there, man, and best of luck to you. Congratulations on Reno, and look forward to seeing you obviously really duke it out there and come down to the end both at the PBR finals and at the NFR.
Well, appreciate it, and we'll definitely check in throughout the year.
Absolutely, partner. Well, take care, man. Safe travels.
All right, take care.
All right. All right, guys. Shane Proctor checking in here with us today on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Sure got to appreciate him, you know. Man, what an upstanding guy for him to take the time out to talk with us and, you know, answer some of the questions. It's a great opportunity. Absolutely love having Shane on board with us. And, man, what a way to start off the work week. I mean, that's just one guest of many. Obviously, last week we had his brother-in-law, JB, check in with us on Monday. Today we got Shane Proctor. Who's it going to be next week? I'm telling you, man, the hits just keep on coming. And, you know, for this guy to really come out and turn out and win big in Reno, extending his lead, you know, is one thing we were going to talk about with Shane a little bit is, you know, the all-around or what it's like now. But, you know, as we talked with JB or JW Harris and we talked with, you know, Shane before, you know, it's just a matter of riding consistent. They're not worried about that matchup, you know, and whether they're in first place or second place right now. Their thing is just to ride consistent, make the money to take them to the NFR, and then that's where the money is going to be made, and that's where the world champion is going to be crowned. And I really think that this year that's what it's going to be decided upon. It could come down to the last event. It could come down to the last round as to who's going to be crowned that world champion because the race is so close right now. Now, will it separate enough? You know, we'll have to sit back and wait and see through this next month. We will see a lot of changes being made right here, you know, this month. This is where it's at. If you guys have a chance to get out there to these rodeos, to get out there to these bull rides, get out there and watch them. I'm telling you, you're not going to be disappointed. You know, JB was just at the bull ride here in Lake Charles. Thank you, Babe, for posting that out there. You actually thought that he was the one that actually won the event. Like I said, I didn't receive a whole lot of confirmation on that. But I can't wait to see what the results are like, and maybe we'll get some highlights and things like that coming in. We'll talk about them more this week, but, you know, JB actually just went to a Zebra event not too long ago, and I know the Zebra's really kicking off hard and heavy. They've got some big events coming up for their Cowboy Christmas as well. Rodeos are here. They are strong right now this month. This is the time. Take your family. Take your kids. Take your friends, you know. Get out there to these events. You're not going to be disappointed, and you never know who's going to be on that draw sheet. Who's going to show up to go out there and compete for the money? It's big time. I'm telling you, this is where it's at. This is the time of the year when we all need to focus in. Even us as fans need to get out there and really support these Cowboy Christmases that are going on. I mean, we really do. Yeah, you know, and Paige is posting a great comment in there about JB riding Zebra. You know, he actually started out in Zebra. Being there from North Carolina, it's where the Zebra actually started, the Southern Extreme Bull Riding Association. And, yeah, you can better believe that that JB really made a big statement out there and, you know, still gets back from time to time. Now, I will tell you, we were in Statesville, North Carolina last year. Tom Teague Bucking Bulls is right out of there in Statesville, North Carolina. I'll be honest with you. Little Yellow Jacket is there, although he's not bucking. Big Bucks is there. I've had the opportunity to see him up close and personal, you know. They are there. And, you know, so you guys can get out there to see these events. RFDTV, I've seen Buck out there, you know. Some of the other major bulls that Tom Teague has, you will see at those events. And then you see a lot of these riders show up out there. And, of course, it's being right down the road from Charlotte, North Carolina. You even get some NASCAR guys. I know Tony Stewart and a few of the other NASCAR guys even showed up. This is a open road. This is a series, a Zebra-sanctioned series. But you never know who's going to show up and who's going to make some rides out there. So really exciting stuff. I mean, there's rodeos everywhere. You won't be disappointed by getting out to one, I can promise you. So got to thank Shane once again for taking that time to jump on board here with us. Man, it's amazing. Really is nice to be able to have some of these guys jump on board. So great to have you fans tuned in with us as well. So got to get us some cowboy logic for the day. And, of course, obviously, our cowboy logic been coming at you courtesy of Miss Melanie. And she's got some great cowboy logic posting out there for us. The best and most beautiful things in this world cannot be seen or even heard, but must be felt with the heart. And that is some great cowboy logic. I thank Miss Melanie for giving that to us. And it really is great. Love it. Love that so many of you fans are excited and really excited that we've even got some newcomers in here. We got Smash Outlaw hanging out with us, you know, and got to thank them for jumping on board here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show all week long, Monday through Friday, 11 o'clock Central Time, 12 o'clock Eastern Time. You'll find us right here. So also want to remind you guys and thank Five Star Unplugged for putting the word out about us as well. They're doing a fantastic job and have some shows going up. Our good friend Jen Seward, really working some things in Nashville there, and certainly appreciate her getting the word out about us right here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. So we're going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. I've got to thank each and every one of you for hanging out with us. And you know what? We're looking at it. We're talking with Shane, Luke Kaufman. You know, he's a big fan of, loves getting on down the road listening to Luke Kaufman. Hey, it wouldn't be a Lunch Hour Rodeo Show unless we threw a little Luke Kaufman at you. So we're going to do it right here. In closing of our show today, I want to remind you guys tomorrow, be back here at 11 o'clock Central Time. So until then, grip with Making Eight.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Tell you the